Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. This is the pastimes in the garden of Gadadhar Pandit. And yesterday was the Mangalacharan of Vrindavanas Thakur, Mangalacharan to the chapter. And he's glorifying various associates of Lord Gauranga. Niravadi Bhakta Sange Karina Kirtan Krishna Nritya Gita Haila Sabara Bhajan. Lord Nityananda would constantly engage in Sankirtan along with his devotees. Indeed, chanting and dancing and glorification of Krishna became their only occupation. Kave Have Bolo Se Dinamar. Kave Have Bolo Se Dinamar. Dinamar. When will my day, when will that day come where my days and nights are only spent in chanting and dancing in Krishna Kirtan? Krishna Nritya Krishna Gita Sabara Bhajan. Everyone's bhajan was one. There was only one bhajan, Nam Bhajan. Dancing and chanting the holy names of the Lord. This is the greatest kirti, glorification. Gita, Nritya Gita. Kirtan, Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Ut Kirtan. Krishna Ut Kirtan means Krishna Kirtan with dancing. Ut, Ut Kirtan. Kirtan. You can do kirtan, sit down, do lila kirtan, padavali kirtan. But ut kirtan, this is the type of kirtan that six Goswamis would engage in when they got together. Krishna kirtana gana nartanaparo, nartanaparo. Primam ritambo nidhi. Dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo. Nirmatsaro pujito. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharabhu Vibhavo Bharava Hantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Well, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all of his Nitya Parishads, like Sadgoswamis, Rupa Sanatana, Jiva Gopal, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das, they were always engaged in this type of kirtan, utkirtan. Krishna Utkirtan, dancing, loudly chanting, Uchaisa Kirtan, loudly. And this is, why does it say Krishnot Kirtan? This is Sad Goswami Astakam, number one, I suppose. It starts off that way, saying this is their sum and substance of their life is Kirti, Kirtan, Krishna Kirti, Krishna Kirtan, writing Krishna Kirti, singing Krishna Kirti, speaking Krishna Kirti. And utkirti means that that was uchaisik, loud. And utkirtan means it was with ecstatic dancing. And utkirtan means it's utam. Utam means the topmost form of kirtan, utam kirtan. The supreme form or topmost form of kirtan is that which is done in accompaniment with kol mardanga, hand clapping, karatali, and ecstatic dancing. Arms above, arms raised above the head. Hari bol, hari bol, hari hari bol. Bhakta sange, kirtan Krishna, Krishna kirtan, nritya gita, bhajan. This is everyone's bhajan. This is Gaur Leela. Gopa shishu gan sange, prati gare gare, jena krida kari lena, gokula nagare, se mata gokulera, ananda prakashi, kirtan karena nityananda subilasi. Hichamaya Nityananda, Chandra Bhagavan, Gora Chandra Dekite Haila Ichatan. What did Lord Nityananda do? As he previously sported from house to house in Vrindavan, in Braja Leela with Krishna and the coward boys in Gokul. Similarly, he manifested blissful Gokula pastimes while performing kirtan. So the verse is a juxtaposition or interplay, verse 8 and 9, blending Braja Leela with Navadvip Leela, Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela, Nitya was Balaram and he did this. And in Gaur Leela, Balaram is Nityananda and he's doing this with Gauranga and he did that with Krishna and the Gopas. Gopa Shishugan, that group of young boys, the Balaks, Balagopal, Gopa Shishugan, Sange, associating with them. Gari Gari, they go house to house and make mischief in Gokul Nagar. Gokul Nagar means it's Bali Leela. and Gokul, Gokula Chandra. Gokula Bando, Rasa Sindhu. Gokula Bando, Rasa Sindhu. There's one prayer in Govinda Lilamrita. So Gokula Lila, of course, means from the time of birth until Krishna is about 3-4. These were his marauding makan pastimes. Marauding, he was going from place to place. Marauding means moving around in a band of thieves and stealing, robbing. And he was stealing makan and having generally sporting from house to house. And if any gopi, any braja gopi, married gopi, if they didn't come to her house and steal yogurt, she would complain to Mother Yashoda. Whether they came and stole yogurt, she would complain. And if they didn't steal yogurt, the lady, the mother, would complain. She would go to Mother Yashoda and she'd say, "Hey, is your son all right? He didn't go out to play today? is Gopal all right? And Dao is all right? Dowji's all right? Gopal, Sridhan Subal? I didn't see them today." And Mother Yashoda says, "Why? They went out today. They were gone early in the morning. I don't know how early they left to play here and there." "No, but they didn't come to steal yogurt from my house today." And the lady would look so sad. So that's why he's saying, prati gari gari. They would go house to house to steal. So somehow, in the same way, in his preaching Leela, Nityananda was also going house to house. As we heard that verse, Gauranga ordered he and Haridas to go house to house. Prati gari gari. Give my teachings. Bhajo Krishna. Bhajo Krishna, Koro Shiksha, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Go house to house, Prati Gari Gari, as it says here, Prati Gari Gari. And tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow the teachings of Gita and Bhagavatam. Nityananda has his Ichamaya, his willpower, his Ichamaya. Nityananda Chandra Bhagavan. So that's supremely. He wanted to see that supremely independent Lord Nityananda. He had a Gaurachandra Dekita Icha. He had a desire to see Gaurachandra. So, of course, this whole chapter 6 and most of 5 and this initial part of 7 is about Nityananda. And he has left Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri on his order and gone north to West Bengal and several villages along the way, en route basically to, on the pretext of preaching and spreading the glories of the Lord and Krishna consciousness, as per the order of Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda and his party of 6 Nityaparishad Brahman associates, Sankirtan party, they in effect ended up in Mayapur at the lotus feet of Mother Shachi, to her great happiness. And they convey the latest news of her beloved Nimai, Sachinandan. And she implored them to stay in the area and come regularly and report to her in Mayapur about the proceedings or if they had received any news of Gauranga through their downline chain of friends coming back and forth. And this way now, somehow he's wanting again to return. He's missing Gauranga. Although he's preaching, he wants to go home. So he's been on a traveling Sankirtan party. He wants to go back to the temple. And being a Sankirtan leader, and being in a bus party leader, I mean a van rather, I didn't have a bus, a van, we often would go for a month or two on the road and get books shipped to us by truck to different depots and then refill our, it was a whole arrangement. Big truck would drop ahead of us, and then we would, by the time we get empty, we'd arrive there and refill our van, organized scene. So we'd call in the town friends and say, "Look, we've been on the road for 2 months. The boys are getting homesick, and we want to see Rukmini Dwarkadish. We're missing the devotees and missing temple prasadam." As we're eating whatever you eat on the road, which is pretty austere, really austere, some dried fruits and nuts and yogurt for 2 months. It's pretty austere. And then you really appreciate chapatis, rice, chapatis, dal, and sabji if you've been living in a van for 2 months and taking baths in any place here and there, out in rivers or any place. And they get back on the devotees. Everything's undercover. You're staying in hotels. You have to. Samsara, Mangalarti, just clap your hands. Can't play any cartels for 2 months. And it's the Green Beret work of Sankirtan, distributing books in, among the demons. It's not easy. So when we come back, so Nityananda's gone on his traveling party probably for several months. He's walking, and he's going to go back now. So he wants to take permission from Mother Shachi. I stane hailena santosha vidai nilachale chalilena chaitanya ichai. Taking permission, I stan, from Mother Shachi, who is known as Ai. Nitai departed for Jagannath Puri Nilachala by the will of Sri Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, everything is going on by his will. He is God himself, Sakshat Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. So Nityananda, or Vrindavan Das Thakur, is, because the previous verse he said it was Icha Maya Nityananda. It was Nityananda's Icha to see Lord Gauranga, which means return to, in effect, stop preaching in Navadvip, West Bengal, and return to Puri to be in the association of Lord. There's not so much preaching there to be done, since everyone's a Jagannath Bhakta. Everyone's a worshiper of Jagannath Swami, and they're all with God and chanting and taking prasadam. So that would just be not so much returning to Nilachala. It doesn't really mean preaching so much, but it means Sangha Ulas. Sangha Ulas, relishing the joy and rising, ever rising waves of happiness and satisfaction that are generated in the association of like-minded advanced Vaishnavas, what to speak of Nityaparishads. That was his wish. He took the blessings from Mother Shachi, who was the most prominent Damvasi of the time, being the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was going to see her son. So certainly the mother can give good blessings to meet the son. She's always, the mother is always 24 hours a day heartily connected, vibrationally and heartily connected with her son, wherever he may be on the planet. So she has a wavelength, a heart wavelength, heart-to-heart internet connection with her son. So Nitai said, Mother Shachi, bless me. Not only are you the leading Damvasi, and I want to take your permission, may I take your leave. As you know, in our Indian culture, I'm saying our. In our Indian culture, if we're visiting a senior in his place as a guest, and we're about to depart, or we wish to depart, then we'll mention to the senior person, grandfather, uncle, whomever, my grandfather, please, I beg your permission to take your leave, to return to Mumbai or from the village. Oh yes, my son, you go, and here's some gift. And there's some protocol behavior in the Vedic culture. And it's all about culture. The whole book, the whole underlying message of this book is Vaishnava behavior, really. Vaishnava behavior based on Priti Lakshana, on the character, the underlying theme of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. One of the primary ones I see is Vaishnava behavior based on Priti Lakshana, the characteristics of loving dealings, which are listed as six in Upadeshamrita. And the book is all about exchanging prasad and revealing one's mind and dancing and chanting and sharing Krishna topics together. It's like this. So one learns many, many nuances and fine points of Vaishnava Sadachara. And not only Vaishnava Sadachara, but rather you can say the behavior of the members of Achyuta Pariva, Achyuta Gotra, or the behavior of the spiritual family people. Well, how do people behave in the spiritual world? How do they relate? How do they speak? How do they exchange, look at each other, speak to each other? What is the sum and substance of their daily activities? And when they sit down and take prasadam together on that side of the world, in the spiritual world, what do? Do they fight over the halava or beat up the server and grab the bucket and run away, or they slowly honor each and every bite of that sanctified Krishna prasadam, and in between bites they chant Hari 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 and Gaur Lila, or They're in Krishna Leela, they're all looking at Madhu Mangal, and he's cracking various jokes, and they're laughing, and in this way, so many beautiful teachings are being presented to us in the pages of Shastras, which are meant to impress our minds. They're meant to leave what they call indelible or irremovable impressions or sanskaras on our chitta, our heart. These are called bhakti sanskaras of various forms and types, not only philosophical sanskaras, but lila sanskaras and rasa sanskaras and also behavioral sanskaras. Because what kind of sanskaras we have now inherited in our sojourn as mlechas and yavanas and fallen members of Varnashram Dharma. We can't even consider ourselves a member of Varnashram Dharma if we haven't observed Garbhadhan Sanskara. And practically speaking, you won't even meet a Brahmin in India today that his parents observed Garbhadhan Sanskara. And if you ask him, have you done this or observed this or has it been done for your birth? Generally they say, what that? What be that? What be what? Garbhadhan? I know I got my hair cut and I got married. And I'll die, so they'll do three. I only know about three sanskaras. I got my hair cut, Chudakaran sanskara at 2 years old. Everyone's heard of the hair cutting ceremony? That's about hair cutting. I mean, Jatakarma also, cutting the umbilical cord, but it's not done as a sanskara, it's just done in a hospital. There's a whole ritual one's supposed to do. And then Antyasti sanskara, the death one, which is done in a very, hardly even done properly. Just burn up the body and throw the ashes somewhere. So this, and consequently, what type of jivas are coming, only everyone knows. You can look around and see. But these are wonderful things here that are going on, that the respect and the honor that Nityananda is showing Mother Shachi. And this is something, and then what happens when they meet together? What happens when one devotee of God meets another devotee of God? Because let's look at the essence of the thing, because everyone listening to this webinar or sitting here in front of us, we are all aspirants of entering, we say, back home, back to Godhead, means entering the family of loving people, of cultured people. They're people, transcendental people. And everything they do is transcendental. Their speaking, their behavior, their humor, their activities, their eating, their sleeping. They're the exemplars of perfection. They are the archetypal beings which we want to emulate, at least in our aspirations. We aspire after their association and we want to be amongst them and be one of them. So this is a training ground. Sadhana means a training ground. We're preparing our mind, body, heart, intelligence, samskara, everything. Purify. It's not every time, all the emphasis is always on purification. I have to get purified, man. I have to get purified. Okay, that's nice, but then after you're purified, then what? So now you're purified, now get educated. Not only is there purification, there's an education, and there's a softening. Of course, purification brings an automatic softening of the heart, but education is something that goes parallel to the softening of the heart. So Shastras, of course, are an illumination, a purification, illumination, an education, an elevation, and their life itself. The Shastras are nothing but life itself. The spiritual life is right before. The spiritual world is shown to us right on the pages of this book, as clear as day, as clear as the nose on our face, as they say. Can we see it? Can we feel it? Do we understand it? Do we want to take part in it? Are we trying to mold our lives and adopt our behaviors and thinking and speaking and interactions? These are our role models. I have all these characters in Gaur Lila, characters, I don't mean characters in a negative sense, but I mean these personalities. and Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila, they are to be emulated and prayed to and remembered and heard about. This is Shravanam Kirtanam. This is the substance of Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. It's pointed, it's dedicated, it's sadhana and prayojana are inseparable practices, simultaneously practices. In the modern world, people have role models. Now, you've heard this term, role models. The people, oh, I want to be a sports hero like this person, or I want to be a business magnet like that person, or I want to be a householder like this person, or whatever, a student like this or that. So now, he's taking permission from Mother Shachi, and then the author is saying that he had a will, he had his icha. Icha Maya Nityananda, Gaurachandra Deki Icha. I want to see Gauranga. Well, who doesn't? Do you want to see Gauranga? Gauranga. Gauranga. But that's not enough. It's not enough to run after Krishna and try to tie him up. We also need to get the sanction of Krishna. He has to let you tie him up. So there's Karya and Kripa. There's your endeavor, and there's the mercy of Krishna. So he has his itcha. We have so many desires. That's what we're saying. There's another way of saying man proposes, God disposes. Man proposes means manush itcha. We have desire for so many spiritual attainments and spiritual accomplishments and perfections. And unless the Lord sanctions and has the same desire for us and fulfills our desire, it's impossible on our own. It's only by His mercy. We endeavor seriously. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Seriously means that serious. Tivra serious. Tivrena. Like a laser beam, concentrated, focused, focused on one point, concentrated, condensed, and brilliant. This is bhajan. This is tivrena bhakti yogena, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means bhakti bhajan, nam bhajan. Tivra. Tivra means light also. But then he's saying, I have this itcha to see the son of Mother Shachi, but unless I get blessings from a superior, my desire will never be fulfilled. This is a teaching coming here. So then he went to see Mother Shachi, and she blessed him. And then the author says, actually, this whole thing is going on by the desire of Lord Chaitanya. He's saying, Chaitanya Chaya. He departed, Nityananda left Navadvipa to go to Nilachala to fulfill his desire to see Lord Chaitanya after receiving permission from Mother Shachi, and the whole thing was arranged by the will of Lord Chaitanya. God disposes. So, because Lord Chaitanya also wanted to see Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya entered Shachi's heart and encouraged her to bless him. So now he's on his way. He's received the blessings of the Mother Shachi, and he knows it's the will of the Lord, because the devotee of Lord Nityananda's level, of course, he knows the heart of the Lord. Knowing the heart of someone means knowing the icha, because the heart is full of desire. Nityananda knows that Lord Chaitanya wants to see him and hear the Sankirtan report and just to be with him. So then he's feeling that in his heart, and he's also, oh yes, I have my Lord's desire is this Chaitanya Ichaya, and I also have that same Ichaya. Whatever God desires, the devotee desires. Paramavivala Parishara Sabasange Ailena Sri Chaitanya Nam Gunarange. Nitai became overwhelmed. Parama Uvival. Overwhelmed? Completely overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed. Paramavival. As he chanted Lord Chaitanya's names, Sri Chaitanya Nam Guna Range. She was dancing and relishing of pastimes. Nam Guna Range. Sri Chaitanya Nam Guna. He was chanting the names and Lord Chaitanya's names and qualities while traveling the road to Nilachala with his parishads, sub-sanghe parishads, in his association of all of his parishads, Sri Chaitanya Nam. Why is he chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? This is his Priya Nam. Was that verse in the 11th canto? Evam Priya Nama. Another one? 11th canto. About chanting the Priya Nam. You can look it up and then we'll. I think it starts with E-V-A-M, Evam. Priyanam. Evam Priyanam Anarago. It says that one has his favorite Nam, which name of the Lord, which is Priya, Prem Nam, and he's very, Anuraga is very attached to that. And that may be his primary mantra. Even though he's initiated in a particular mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but some other name which is a derivative or related to that may captivate that devotee at the level of bhava. Evam vrtasva priyanama kirtya chatana rago truta chittuche asatyato rodati roti gayat yanmadavam nityati lokabhaya. Translation. It says, evam vrta, one has taken a brat. So priya nama kirtya, to do kirtan of his favorite name of God, his swapriya. Swa means my own priya nam. Why? Because anurag, jat anurag. Anurag has taken birth in his heart. Janma, jata, anurag. Juta chitu uche. And with very, it's firmly rooted in his consciousness, juta chitta, and he loudly chants. And when he loudly chants, he doesn't care about anyone. And he laughs, hasya. And Roditi, he cries, some like Rodan or whatever they say in Hindi. He laughs and he cries and he dances and he becomes like a madman. Unmadavan. Unmadavan. Van means possess. Bhagavan means to possess. Unmad. He possesses madness. Then Nrityati. And in that mad state, he starts dancing. And Lokabaya, he doesn't care what people, the outsiders, think. This is the basic translation. In the heart of one who adopts such a transcendental vow, attachment for chanting the name of his most dear Ishtadeva rises and melts his heart. Druta chitta means melts his consciousness. Druta chitta. Thereafter, anurag is born in his heart. Wherein anurag is another way of saying rati or bhav. Wherein he feels the relish of Srinam is ever increasingly fresh and ecstatic. In a natural way, not out of pretense, he acts as if mad. Sometimes he bursts out laughing, and sometimes he sheds floods of tears. Sometimes in a loud voice he calls out to Bhagavan. And sometimes with a sweet voice he sings Radha Krishna's glories. Kotai go prema mahi radhe 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 go radhe 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 radhe. Hey Bhagavan, hey Shamsundar, hey Pyariju. At other times when he perceives his beloved standing before his eyes, he even starts dancing to please his beloved Lord standing before him. And he's completely oblivious and not caring about the consideration of anyone around him. Lokabhaya. There's a nice example to illustrate this hasya, unmad, this ecstatic laughing and other symptoms of praying by Vishnu Chakravarti. It's interesting, it follows what we said earlier about the gopis and butter and whatnot. And this is one gopi speaking to her younger sister in the house one morning.
Oh! That thief, Krishna, Yashoda Nandan, he's entered the house to steal my fresh butter. Grab him! Keep him away!
Hearing these menacing, fearful words spoken by the elder gopi Jarati, Krishna immediately runs out of the house. The devotee who suddenly sees this transcendental pastime in a spurti starts laughing in ecstasy. But suddenly he loses that spurti and he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries in great lamentation, "Oh,
I received the greatest fortune in the world. I could see Makanchor Gopal, and now he suddenly slipped out of my hands and left my mind. Oh, thus the devotee cries loudly. So my Krishna, where are you? Please answer me.
Then Sri Krishna replies, my dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint and your crying and weeping. So now again, I'm coming before you. Again, the spurti is returning to your mind.
Ah! Upon seeing Krishna again, the devotee begins to sing. Ah! Today my life has become perfect. Ah! Bhagavan!
Thus overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, he begins to dance like a madman. In this verse, chapter 11, Bhagavatam, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 240, it's in the Prabhupada Shlokamrita book also. Evam vrata swa priya nama kirtya jatana rago juta chittu che asatya toro diti roti gayat yon madhavan rityati lokamaya.
This phrase, druta chitta, means melted heart. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur further says, this term, drut chitta, melted heart, actually indicates that the heart of the devotee becomes melted by the intensely high temperatures of the fire of anxiety to see his beloved Lord. And his heart becomes like a river of molten gold.
Nam kirtanasya sarvotkarshan. Nam kirtanasya sarvotkarshan. That Nam Kirtan attracts everything. This verse clearly distinguishes the exalted position of Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting the names and glories of Krishna. So this verse describes the situation of Nityananda as he's leaving Navadvip to return to Nilachala to take the most auspicious, sweet and beautiful darshan of Lord Gauranga. And it's saying it's Parma Vival. Sri Krishnanam Guna Range. Range, what does Ranga mean? Ranga, to dance, to delight, to enjoy. It's a festival, Ranga. Ranga Shala is enjoying. So he's overwhelmed and he's dancing. And he's experiencing this great anurag for Sri Krishna Chaitanya's name. He's saying, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Nam. Then as it accelerates more, then what happens? Hunkara garjana nityananda krandan niravadi kari sava parishada ghan. Same words there. Krandan means roditi, crying. And nritya is there also in the verse, 11.5.40. This is a very important verse, 11.5.40. Nityananda's associates would constantly roar and shout loudly, dance and cry in ecstasy. This is Priyanam. So Priyanam Kirtan, Utkirtan, Jatana Rago. He mata sarvapat premananda rase, ailena nilachale, kateka nidrase. Passing the entire journey absorbed in love of Krishna, they arrived in Nilachala after some days. That happens sometimes. Maybe you've noticed, if you've ever taken a taxi to Delhi by yourself, it seems like it takes 100 years. But if you go with a group of close friends and you're chanting something, sleeping something, talking some harikata, hopefully, and not prajapa or nindakata, saro nindakata, topics to offend Vaishnavas, which often creeps into neophytes. But if you pass, once we got in a car with Pujyapad Srila Radhanath Swami, and we went somewhere, I don't know, Pune, or I don't know where we went, somewhere. And 3 or 4 hours it seemed like we were in the car. And we were discussing, I asked some questions, and we had some discussion back and forth. And before I know it, the driver pulled the car over and said, Maharaj, we're there. I said, oh, wait, oh, well, I said, Maharaj, well, we have to finish this conversation. We're in the middle of this talk. We didn't know that 3 hours went by. It was like the proverbial snap of the finger. We didn't notice any beeping horns. We didn't notice traffic jams. We didn't know where we went or where we came from. And then I said, can't we just sit in the car and keep talking, forget about this? We're supposed to go to some program, preaching program or something. I said, can't we just sit in the car and continue talking? Because this is like unbelievably ecstatically, ecstatic nectar going on here. He said, no, we have to go. I said, oh, okay. I said, somebody else can do the lecture. Why, So this happens. So in the same way, Nittai's party, traveling Sankirtan party, returning to to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, usually it takes 4 to 5 weeks to walk from from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri. It's said they arrived there in a few days. Because they were absorbed, Premananda Ras, Sarvapat, the whole way they were absorbed in Bhagavat Pat. On the Patta, they were absorbed in Bhagavat Pat. They were on the Sarvapat, they were on the road, the Pat or the path, absorbed in Bhagavat Pat, in the hearing the glories and chanting the glories of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. As such, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that they were just drinking this ras, and when you drink ras, you become intoxicated. It's called Madira Ras. Madira Ras is a name for alcohol or liquor, fruit wine, Madira. Madira is interesting, it's called Madira. Madira Ras, which is the Sanskrit and also Bengali name for liquor, and Madhupan, they say Madira, also Madira. And Madira makes you madda. When you drink too much Madira Ras, booze, liquor, whiskey, fruit wine, whatever they drink, honey wine, then you become intoxicated, madda, some madness, transcendental madness. So they were and drinking this Premananda Ras of Hari Gita and Hari Kirtan, Glor Kirtan, and in that intoxication and absorption, they didn't realize so many days had passed by. They actually walked for 4 weeks. It seemed like a couple of days. We traveled for 3 hours, 4 hours in the car. It seemed like 3 minutes. We got in the car and then we're talking, oh, it seems like we just got in the car. Has anyone had that experience? I remember many times going on very long bus rides in Navadvip Mandal, 4 or 5 hours coming back from some holy place, and kirtan's going on and the bus, and before you know it, you're pulling into the Mayapur temple and don't even know it. You're just absorbed in the kirtan. We'll continue with the journey of Lord Nityananda, hopefully tomorrow.